My name's Kirsten Hunter. I'm a clinical psychologist, and I'm just coming along to talk about different areas that we cover in my private practice. Psychology has got so much to offer the public, and it's really hard to access that information. So this is just one way of getting that information out there. I have, out of sheer frustration, wanting to kind of wishing I could cover so many areas with clients that I just don't have the time or the resources to. So I've written this series of books where I've just basically gotten my psychological brain out on paper. 6 books, Signpost for Living, it's not available yet, it's on its way. And I'm really excited about that. So that has got me going, thinking, hey, this is another medium to kind of share the knowledge, which is pretty cool. So today I'm going to talk about anxiety attacks. Now, anxiety attacks are an area where, honestly, I cover it frequently through the week at work. And everyone can relate to anxiety attacks. So an anxiety attack, a lot of people say panic attack. An anxiety attack is when you experience something as being critical to your sense of safety. So if you're in a car accident, your body would respond to that car accident and you would have all these physical symptoms. Your heart would race, your breathing would be short and fast, your muscles would be tense, you'd be sweating, your brain would be going, you don't know what your middle name is. Definitely don't know who you're insured with, typically. And we don't pay much attention to all that physical stuff because it has what we call validity. It has validity. We think, well, yeah, that's fair. That makes sense. So the brain is a bit of a peculiar creature, and it can't differentiate between, it can't tell between a physical threat and a psychological threat, and it responds the same way. So if you have got a psychological threat, your body reacts as if you're in a car accident in sorts. So what that means is we might have a trigger of going and having a nerve-wracking conversation with somebody, or we might feel judgment from someone. We might need to go and do a presentation. We all hate public speaking, most of the population. So any of these psychological threats can trigger these physical reactions. And what makes it more complex is that we've got our, if you think of a triangle, a pyramid, we've got our conscious awareness at the top, and then we've got our subconscious. So I sometimes drive a manual car, but I don't know which foot goes on the clutch. So I know, but I can't think what I know. So it's our subconscious. And then we've got our unconscious, which is the archives of all of our, you know, historical information and probably pre-verbal and all sorts of instinctual stuff. So our psychological threat isn't necessarily from our conscious world. It can be a subconscious trigger or an unconscious trigger. So that makes it even more complicated. You can be consciously feeling quite happy and content, but deep down something is triggering you, and then you start to feel these physical symptoms of anxiety. So basically, an anxiety attack is when you've got any of those physiological symptoms to a psychological threat. Now, we call it a panic attack, not an anxiety attack, if we misinterpret these symptoms and we think it's basically a heart attack, we think we're going to die from it, and that's when we call it a panic attack. So we can call it a panic attack if you like, but if you're going to be fussy and a psychologist, we differentiate between the two. So here's the thing. Every human being has symptoms of anxiety attacks at some point. Some people get them much stronger, more amplified, and they really, really notice them. And they can be really quite debilitating. They can just stop you in your tracks and you just feel like you're just losing control. So yeah, it's relevant to everybody. Where should we go here? So what's really important, first of all, is not to panic about them, which we do. When we have all these physical reactions to anxiety, we feel out of control and then we panic about panicking, and it gets that much worse. Whereas, again, with the analogy, if you're in a car accident, you don't, and you feel all those same physical reactions of anxiety to a physical threat, the car accident, we don't freak out about it because it makes sense to us, it has validity. And so therefore it just naturally floats away. So I guess the first step with an anxiety attack is to understand what it is and understand that it's horrible, but it will go away. How to overcome an anxiety attack, I will leave that for another conversation because that is a very big conversation. Well, it's a separate one anyway, so we'll do that next. But I just want to go back a little bit and explain that we actually have got four different responses to an anxious trigger. We have fight, flight, faint, or freeze. Now, fight is when, let's go back to the caveman time, cave person. So the saber-toothed tiger comes around the back of the cave, and our amygdala back here is flashing warning, warning, danger. And so we're going to fight that saber-toothed tiger. Flight is when we say, I'm going to run like hell away from that saber-toothed tiger. Flight. Faint is, I'm going to faint and hopefully look like old meat, so I'm not fresh meat, and the saber-toothed tiger goes and chases the person running. Or freeze. That's just, I'm just going to freeze. So I could talk more about all of those, but I guess I'm trying to say that sometimes we react in different ways and you can't choose which one you're going to have. So it's very typical, as an example, where something's happening in public and people just freeze in reaction. You know, they wish they would go and be more helpful in fixing the problem and helping with that psychological threat, but they don't, and they're quite ashamed of it. They just freeze. I was once involved in a resuscitation of a baby. The baby's fine. I walked up to this group of people. There was about 50 standing in a circle, and I thought it was entertainment. And when I arrived, I realised that there was a baby who was choking. Well, we didn't know that at the time, but blue. And I'm very much into fight. That tends to be my reaction. And I ran through the group, grabbed the baby, turned it over. Somehow I'd just done my emergency training just prior. And yeah, got the baby going, breathing, ran to medical, and the baby was okay. But the point is that all those people were frozen and they would have felt horrible about it. But they didn't have a choice. Their body froze. So anxiety attacks, our response to anxious triggers, it's a very peculiar thing, but it's very human. And you need to know that you're normal. You need to know that this is the human reaction. And the more you can understand it, the less you react, the less you panic, the more able you are to calm yourself down and to be quite matter-of-fact in how to address that. So I hope that helps. I better cover what to do with anxiety attack. I'll do that very soon. But yeah, if you want to catch more, I write about different stuff that I cover in practice, and that's going to be on Signpost for Living as well when the publisher gets it out there. So yeah, Kirsten Hunter, author.com is the website, so blogs and everything. Facebook, Kirsten Hunter Author. Instagram handle, Kirsten Hunter Author. I'm on Twitter, Kirsten Hunter AU. YouTube channel, Psych in Your Car, and podcast is Signposts for Living by Dr. Kirsten Hunter. So I'll catch you later. Bye.